7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. And also, we would like to send our congratulations to the Muslim Ummah on our approaching the day of Mab'ath, the day when this beloved Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the final Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was given the call to spread the message. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who truly grasp the call and accept the call of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We, as the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, have certain doctrines that are specific to our creed, if you would like to call it that. Certain things we have to do, certain things we have to believe in, obviously, that kind of distinguish us from some of the other Islamic creeds or sects. And it is important for a person who considers himself or herself to be a Shia or a follower of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam to be aware of certain theological differences or theological beliefs that are within the so-called system of beliefs that are inculcated within the Shi'i school of thought. So in that regard, many scholars have written books on aqa'id or beliefs or kalam, which is known as theology. And there is a difference between the two, but inshallah, that's not for us to discuss right now. And many of the scholars also have just completely condensed it just to tell us that a Shia or a person who claims to be Shia has to have such a belief. For example, what is the belief of a Shia considering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or considering prophethood, or considering ma'ad or resurrection or eschatology, and so on and so forth. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is a book that deals with that, a very concise kind of form where everything or most or the majority of the beliefs that a Shia should have are briefly expounded upon and explained to the reader of this book. So inshallah, we hope to do so in our next segment. So please stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today, as mentioned in our previous segment, that deals with the doctrines and the beliefs and those particular articles of faith that a Shia should have, is titled Doctrines of Shia Islam, obviously. A Compendium of Imami Beliefs and Practices. So this book was written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Jafar Subhani, Hafizahullah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him, and was translated and edited by Riza Shah Kazimi. The book was printed by the Imam Sadiq Institute, which is in Qom, in the Islamic Republic of Iran, the holy city of Qom. The Imam Sadiq Institute is the institute that was founded by Ayatollah Subhani. It is an institute that deals with Shia beliefs, Shia doctrines, kalam, and it's one of the leading institutes with regards to this. So the book was published by that institute after being translated. So anyway, within this book, Ayatollah Subhani goes through many different topics, many different kind of subjects. For example, he first deals with the chapter 1, the worldview of Islam. Now, what does Islam have to say about the world around us? What should a Muslim or a Shia believe about the world around us? general beliefs. Then he goes into the third chapter, that is of faith, disbelief, and other issues. And that's the final chapter. So three chapters, basically. The book contains three chapters. Again, chapter one deals with the worldview of Islam. Chapter two, general beliefs. And chapter three, faith, belief, and other issues. Other issues, you know, deal with some particulars that may be within the Shia school of thought. So anyway, this book was written, or rather done, in collaboration with the Institute of Ismaili Studies, which is based in London. So this is a cooperation between the Imam Sadiq Institute, which originally produced the Farsi book, and then it was given to the Institute for them to translate. And I said that this particular institute, the Institute of Ismaili Studies, is based in London. So a bit about the book. So this present book that is what was translated is an edited translation of the book Manshura Aqaida Imamiya. So basically, this is translated as a chapter of Imami Beliefs by Ayatollah Jafar Subhani, which was originally written in Persian with the intention of presenting to a non-specialist audience a concise but wide-ranging overview of the principal tenets of 12 Shia Islam. Then the translator continues and says, Subhani is a well-known and highly respected contemporary religious scholar in Iran with a significant literary output to his credit. He is the author of two impressive ongoing commentaries on the Quran, a 7th-volume commentary in Arabic and a 14th-volume commentary in Persian that has been completed. So the Persian one is completed, and the Arabic one has reached now 34 volumes and it is finished. He also has a major biography of the Holy Prophet, which many of you may have heard or have read, known as The Message. And he continues and speaks about Ayatollah Subhani a bit more and some of his other works. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. To recap, the book that we introduced to our dear listeners was titled Doctrines of Shia Islam, a compendium of Imami beliefs and practices. The book was compiled and written by Ayatollah Jafar Subhani, Hafizahullah. It was then translated and edited in cooperation with the Institute for Ismaili Studies and done by Brother Riza Shah Kazemi, who has other books as well in this regard about Imam Ali alayhi salam. He has a book, and so on and so forth. So again, as we mentioned, the book contains three chapters, and we will go through at least one of the articles of one of the chapters. So article number 70, specific prophecy. In the previous sections, we addressed the principle of prophecy in its general aspect. Here we intend to address the specific prophecy pertaining to the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. We had noted that prophecy can be proved in three ways: by miracles accompanying the prophetic call, by the accumulated evidence from companions and witnesses in support of the truth of the call, and C, by the verification provided by the previous prophet. The prophecy of the Messenger of Islam can be confirmed by each of the above means, and we shall briefly show below. The Quran, the eternal miracle. History clearly shows that the Prophet of Islam performed diverse miracles in the course of his mission, but he laid stress above all else upon the miracle which is eternal, the Holy Quran itself. He declared his prophecy by means of the revealed book and challenged anyone in the world to produce the like of it. But nobody at the time of the revelation could respond to the challenge. Even to this day, after the passage of centuries, the Quran's inimitable uniqueness remains. As it says in the book, say, though mankind and the jinn should assemble to produce the like of this Quran, they could not produce the like thereof, even if they were to help one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a better understanding of our beliefs in order to reach the ultimate understanding, which is the understanding to our own level of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.